Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday he is ready to press forward with Israel's war against Hamas terrorists, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Trying to bolster U.S. support, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivered a fiery speech to Congress saying Hamas could end the war in Gaza today by surrendering, disarming, and releasing all hostages.
But if they don't, Israel will fight until we destroy Hamas's military capabilities, end its rule in Gaza, and bring all our hostages home. That's what total victory means, and we will settle for nothing less.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Police used pepper spray on some of the thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters who gathered outside the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to Congress. Shortly before Netanyahu began speaking, U.S. Capitol Police said some protesters had become violent. Protests were peaceful for the first few hours until about a half hour before the speech, when demonstrators began a march and faced a blockade from police who used pepper spray, injuring some protesters. U.S. President Joe Biden will say he is passing the torch to a new generation as he explains his abrupt departure from the 2024 presidential race to Americans for the first time on Wednesday night in a White House address capping over 50 years of politics. The 81-year-old Biden rejected weeks of pressure from Democrats to step aside after a disastrous debate performance on June 27th, saying at one point only the Lord